Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Lights Free Use. It's a very interesting concept, one with a lot of subtle implications. Free use is one of the forms of a blanket consent. After you've spent your time discussing your wants and needs, likes and limits, you are in a way allowed to run free again. However, your body, your mind can be chosen to be used at any point. I wonder how easy that is for you to imagine. How deep that idea goes for you. Would you be able to do your chores or your work without getting too distracted by the concept? Would you be secretly waiting to be used all the time? Although, part of the fun is that you have no idea when it will happen. It could be in a moment from now, it could be in several hours. And no matter when it happens, whatever happens will be their choice. It could start very simple with just a random grope, a squeeze in a nice, sensitive place. I wonder where your reaction would be the most noticeable, and if you would be able to continue what you were doing before. A simple caress and perhaps a little pinch would, well, you already know, don't you? And maybe it would stay like that, just a little tease to let you know that you can be used however, whenever. It's such an interesting structure, isn't it? See, normally you'd be able to know what's coming, discuss the ideas for a scene perhaps, or step into a moment. But this kind of makes it bleed into real life, doesn't it? You could just be doing the chores that you always do, unaware that you might have bent over a little bit to do it, and feel hands on your body. Something that you didn't take into account is how easy it would be to make you wear only specific items of clothing, those that allow easy access to whichever body part that wants to be groped, teased, pinched, scratched, maybe used some other way. And don't think that any part of your body is free from this use. This feeling, this idea, this concept is so simple, and yet it tends to have very nice implications. The more it happens to you, the easier it is to lose yourself to it. Sometimes the groping would be firm and fierce, placing you exactly as they want, ready to be used. Other times, you may not even remember what happened. You would just be doing your chores, and then you're suddenly kind of distracted, feeling maybe a little lightheaded, some sensations in your body that you're trying not to pay attention to, and yet your concentration appears to be struggling a little bit, slowing down the task almost without noticing, as you do your best to keep focused on whatever you were doing, but your mind is kind of struggling. You do your best, of course. You try to concentrate, focus on the task. Try not to be distracted by the groping of your body, the fingers feeling wherever they want to feel, following curves and crevices, teasing in places that just keeps getting more and more depraved. Words whispered in your ear, some of which you can't quite recall, triggers that seem to have some kind of effect on you that make you drifty. You are still focused on your task, of course. You do your best not to be distracted by the very pleasurable sensations of how they are just taking whatever they want, using you however they please. And it fades so easily. It disappears just as quickly as it arrived. Your clothing, such as it is, placed some semblance of back. And maybe you're not even aware of who is doing it anymore. It could be more than one person, or maybe it's just in your imagination. I wonder if you're fully aware of how your body is feeling. If you know how much you enjoy this teasing that courses through you. One of the things that makes free use so interesting is how spontaneous it is. That pleasure can arrive and fade as easy as breathing. That sensation of ready to be used, of being in this state of desire to be used almost all the time in a way where it feels completely natural to have those hands grope where they want to grope, grab where they want to grab, take what they want to take. There's this delightful underlying tone of vulnerability to it. Anything can happen at any time. All the discussions have already happened, and now it's just a matter of giving into it. Your body is just there to be used. course, it's slightly distracting at times, but you do your best. You are always available. Once you've given that blanket consent, it's just there. And you get increasingly more affected by it. See, they can tell exactly when your breathing changes, when your body shows how much it wants to be used. And sometimes you'll remember the snap and a drop, you'll remember how you fell almost blankly in trance, ready to be used, feeling your body being positioned for whatever depraved desire they have envisioned in this moment. You're so vulnerable, so easy to be used, and there's nothing you can do about it. As a free use subject. Now, of course, you might wake afterwards feeling that wonderful pleasure glowing in your body, that craving, that need that sometimes gets fulfilled. Other times you may not even remember what has happened to your body. Now, of course, it is important that this is all done within that blanket consent. You have safe words. You have agreements. And as long as they are all respected, you can let go. Otherwise, if you need to speak up, you will. If you want to be a good, free use subject, you will make sure that they know. When you get lost in the fantasy, when you feel yourself fall and drop deeper and deeper, when you imagine how easy it would be to have your body just grabbed and positioned, groped and teased, when you feel those fingers fluttering over your body, your clothing moved aside whenever they want, wherever they want. You vaguely recall doing something just moments ago, but the pleasure, the penetration of your mind is just distracting you ever so slightly. As you feel yourself becoming more and more blank, more surrendering to the moment, more giving in to that sensation of free use, you feel like a wonderful thing, sweet entertainment, a delightful desire that gets used by them however they please, and the more they choose to use your body, the more you feel that building need, that craving for more. Even when they don't do anything, that waiting. It's almost as if you're just lusting for the next moment, unconsciously unaware of what you're doing, and yet consciously craving something. It's so easy, isn't it, to get lost in this. And at the same time, it makes doing your work, your chores, your obligations so comfortable. You know you could be interrupted at any time, and it gives this excitement to whatever you're doing. No matter where you are, what you're doing, suddenly there could be hands just placing you down, grabbing, pulling down clothing, moving it out of the way, and just taking whatever they need from your body. Maybe they're grabbing your head, pushing you down to serve for a moment, and then just place you back to what you were doing, as if nothing happened. As if using you is the most normal thing in the world. And it is. Going in and out of trance is as easy as breathing, isn't it? Being used as a free use subject is natural. In the right situation, it feels so comfortable. You don't have to make any choices or any decisions related to this. You can just go with the flow. Let it happen. Enjoy the unplanned perversion. And there's this underlying current of control with it as well. Vulnerable, open, so sweet. Now you may be awake and curious what happened to you, feeling the effects that it had on your body. Maybe you notice that you might have been close to one sensation, or dripping or drooling, feeling the physical reactions to whatever happened. Maybe you're fully aware of how you've been used, or maybe it just passed you by as you let go of needing to know and simply enjoy whatever your body perceives. Whenever they choose to use you, it just happens. Maybe you drop even deeper and you let your body be theirs. For that moment, for those feelings, you can let it flow, let it happen. And as your body is being used for their pleasure, as they take whatever they want to take, the pleasure you feel yourself gets amplified, knowing that you are being used freely and used well. It can be dangerous, of course, to feel that craving corrupt your mind even more, wanting to be taken, used, groped, felt, feeling how fingers just take what they want, and sometimes even being aware of other parts pushing against you. Feeling their body, their presence, their everything, as they just take you in and out. It's as easy as breathing. The arousal that results from this can be very intense. Sometimes so much so that you completely forgot what you were doing. And even after you wake, you just feel this confusing intensity inside of you, like an energy. And yet, you are aware that you should just continue what you were doing before. You are there as a free use subject, after all. No matter how distracted you get from the craving in your body, from the arousal pulling you in and out of trance, no matter how much you slowly drip and drop and drool and feel your body just aching to be taken even more, you need to wake. And continue, aware of your own unawareness, feeling the flustering frustration, but also that deep, pleasurable feeling of being used for their pleasure. No need to ask, no need to plan, no need to expect anything. You can just be awake and aware of where you are, and maybe you can feel the groping start again. Feeling their hands just go underneath your clothing, your skin, so sensitive from all the teasing, giving in almost instantly, giving those reactions without you even realizing. It just feels so good. And it happens and keeps happening over and over again as they just continue to tease, sometimes giving you minutes, even hours between uses. But it makes the moments where they take you down even better. That vulnerability, that craving that you're feeling now, that excitement, I don't think it would ever fully go away, would it? It's hard to deny how alluring this can be. But of course, it's time to wake again, to return to your chores, to the tasks, to whatever you were doing before. Try not to get too distracted by how good it feels. And do your best to let that needing that you feel help you to complete your tasks, rather than distract you. Focus is a good thing after all. Oh, and remember that remembering to forget can be very sexy. Now I am going to wake you and let you remember that you are there as a free use subject. Whatever, whenever, however you want it, don't you? Good. Wake. And remember to admit it to yourself as well. Enjoy.